We are joined by somebody who works with MLB Network, Fox Sports, Sports Illustrated. He is a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year, first person ever to win an Emmy Award, as both a studio analyst and a reporter, a New York Times bestselling author, a member of the National Sports Media Association Hall of Fame Class of 2020, and he will be a part of Fox's World Series coverage with Game 1 tomorrow. Plus, MLB Network having pre- and post-game coverage live from Globe Life Field throughout the series. Man, that is a mouthful right there. He is Tom Verducci. He is back. Tom, it's good to have you. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. How about you?
Good, good. Good to visit with you. So, Tom, let me start. If you were to go back before the start of last night's game when it was announced that the Dodgers were going to start Dustin May, what did you make of that decision?
I thought they were overthinking it. I thought Gonsolin was lined up to pitch. I didn't like the idea they waited until 1 o'clock in the afternoon, 6 hours before the game, to tell Dustin May he was starting. I'm not saying that had an effect on him, but I'd like my pitcher to know before he goes to bed he's getting a ball for a Game 7. And they had it lined up, and the fact that they waited until 1 o'clock to decide tells you, you know, how much thought went into that. So, listen, I thought once they got away from whatever script they had early, I thought Dave Roberts managed a fantastic game. Ad-libbing, if you want to call it, although it's not, you know, see-the-pants stuff. Getting Blake Trinan in the game early, his high-leverage guy earlier than he probably wanted to. Sticking with Urias when he was throwing lights out rather than, you know, just going to Kenley Jansen or whatever bullpen by formula. And the pinch hit Hernandez for Peterson at that spot in the game. It may have been obvious, but he hadn't done it before in some cases. So I thought once they got past the May-Gonsolin thing, I thought he managed a great game.
I think so, too. Tom Verducci joining us. So at that point, Tom, they fell behind 2-0. And as you've written for SI, in the previous 7 games where the Dodgers have been eliminated, they scored a total of 9 runs. It had a feeling, Tom, like that might happen again. But then Will Smith tied it. They fell behind again. Then Kike comes up in the bottom of the 6th. What was the moment like in the stadium for that at-bat?
Yeah, it was pretty loud. I mean, considering there's 10,000 people there, and I thought the emotions of the Dodgers told me a whole lot of what they've been through and where they came back from in this series. For instance, Corey Seager said after the game when Kike hit the home run, he said, "That's the most excited I've ever been on a baseball field." And, you know, more so than the crowd, I just looked at that Dodgers side there, and they were going absolutely nuts. And don't forget, this season has been a grind for everybody, and especially this month where, you know, people are quarantined, you're in a secure zone, you really, unless they're in the zone too, you don't see your family. They really have only each other for a long time here. So I think it's one reason why you saw Dave Roberts get emotional after the game. But I'll tell you this, Jim, if there is a perfect way for the Dodgers to win the National League pennant, this was it. Because the Dodgers have been called a lot of things over the last few years, but scrappy ain't one of them. And the fact that they came from down 2-0 and then 3-1 and made up 2 deficits in a Game 7, and they did it with these long at-bats, just kept winning these long at-bats all night long, that was the best way for this Dodger team to get into the World Series.
Tom Verducci joining us. You just hit, Tom, on 2 things that I think are so important. We talked, before you came on, I was talking about their grit and their heart and their courage, things that you're right, that they never really get credit for. But what about the at-bats and the approach? For instance, that Hernandez home run was great, and then an inning later, Cody Bellinger became a legend with his home run to put the Dodgers ahead for good. I mean, and both these guys had long at-bats. Kike's at-bat was an 8-pitch at-bat, and then you have Cody Bellinger. What's that say about the Dodger team-wide approach at the plate?
Yeah, there's no question, Jim. And because Cody's at bat, too, if you watch it, the foul balls, he had 3 balls just like Kike before he got the full-count home run. He was just flicking balls to the left side. He was just trying to get to another pitch. And then when the pitcher, Martin, made a mistake, he absolutely hammered it. So that approach, you know, not try to hit a home run on pitches that really you really just need to foul it off if you can to do the best you can with it. You saw that all night long. And I have to go back to the Justin Turner at bat. I think it was the 3rd inning. 2 outs, bases empty, and Ian Anderson, who's given up nothing in the postseason, has a 1-2. And he starts fouling off pitches, gets the 3-2, and gets a walk. And that started the 2-run rally that Smith capped with the 2-run single. So, listen, they saw 4.6 pitches per plate appearances. That, I got to tell you, that is a ton. That is the most in the recorded history of Game 7 going back to 1988. They started keeping track of those things. So that, to me, you're going to see the same thing against the Rays, because the Rays pitching staff, I mean, they don't care if they walk you. They'll nibble. They'll throw their breaking balls behind the count. The game right now is about defending home runs, especially when you're facing that Dodger lineup, because they can go yard 1-9. So you're going to see the same kind of laborious at-bats in the World Series.
Tom Verducci joining us. I just think that from a hitting standpoint, Tom, that's not easy to do, to continue to foul pitches off and not try and do too much with them. And to your point, to try to live to see the next pitch, that is not easy for a batter. And then you also point out the Dodgers saw 175 pitches in last night's game. Like, how significant is that number, and how much of a toll does that take on an opposing pitching staff?
Yeah, that's only, remember, they didn't bat in the ninth inning, too, so that's
right.
Only eight innings. Your point about the swings is really important, Jim, because, again, with Hernandez and with Cody, you saw them use their B swings on two-strike pitches, right? They weren't selling out, and so, okay, I struck out, no big deal, which happens a lot during the season, let's face it. But they're locked into the postseason environment. It's putting a B swing on a pitcher's pitch with two strikes to get to another pitch. And they're not alone. I mean, Max Muncy, I mean, he doesn't swing at anything if it's an inch off the plate. They're wearing down pitchers, not just by seeing a lot of pitches, but by taking pitchers go, man, how did he take that pitch? I threw that exactly where I wanted. And then there's always the threat of the long ball, too. I mean, that to me is what wears you down. And I know that Tampa hit a bunch of home runs. They've actually scored, I think, over 70% of their runs in the postseason on home runs. But they're like Atlanta. The lineup is not as deep as what the Dodgers throw at you. So the attrition of having to work through 1 through 9 with no soft spots, long at-bats, that's what can wear down a staff.
Tom Verducci is joining us. You know, Tom, to your point about how much grit the Dodgers have, Hernandez said after the game and for the series, quote, that was the first time this year that we were tested, end quote. And then as you wrote for SI, he was not the only player who felt that way. I mean, Dodger fans, Tom, I'm sure would have loved to have had a 4-game sweep. But how significant was it that the Dodgers had that test and they passed it?
Yeah, I think that's going to serve them well going forward here in the World Series. Who knows if they lose the first game, maybe the first two, whatever. Not that they would have panicked. They're too experienced. This is a battle-tested big-game team, right? But they hadn't been tested like this, as Hernandez and Mookie Betts both said. And I think they enjoyed that, Jim. I mean, this team has played with expectations from Jump Street, right? I mean, best team in baseball. How many times have we heard that? As Freddie Freeman said, we gave them a heart murmur in this series. We gave them everything that they could handle. And yet they made the plays when they had to make the plays. And they did. You talk about the home runs and the long at-bats. But the defensive plays by Mookie Betts and Justin Turner, those were huge. So this team came up big in big spots on both sides of the ball.
It's how much do you think that big game experience impacted the series? For instance, Atlanta has got a ton of talent, and they're a really young team, and we know they'll be back. I mean, they're going to be a force. But they're new to the big stage in Major League Baseball. When you consider, for instance, the base running mistakes that they made in critical moments in the series, how much of the series was decided by the team that just had more big game experience?
Yeah, well, first, I do agree with Freddie Freeman that team gave them all they could handle, and you're right, this team is just, they're just on the beginning of a window here that's opening for them. It's a super talented young team. But I do think there were moments where maybe the game sped up on them a little bit. I mean, it's hard for me to blame Marcell Ozuna, who's not really a young guy, for not tagging up. Mookie just made an incredible play. If you go back and look at that play, the magic of that play, and Mookie told me this after the game, was that he did not leave his feet. Most outfielders on that ball leave their feet to get their eyes down to the ball. But when you leave your feet, now the runner has more time to recover if he hasn't read it well, because you have to get up, throw the baseball. Mookie said, I had to stay up. It was an incredible athletic play, and I think it confused Ozuna. So I think it was mostly about Mookie. And then the base running blunder last night, you know, Swanson misread the ball. The infield's back in the middle. He should be going on contact, but only he has to stay if it goes to Turner, who's in the 5.5 hole, and he had a bad read on it. But even once he's in a rundown, Riley immediately has to run to third base. Major League players do not get out of rundowns, unless you're Josh Harrison. That's an out once he's caught in a rundown. Immediately when he's in a rundown, Riley has to run to third base. Now you have first and third and one out. That's not so different from what would have happened if Swanson never ran, which was second and third and one out. So that mistake, I thought, was really, really critical. So, yeah, I have a hard time coming up with one mistake the Dodgers made the whole series that was as critical as those.
Yeah, right. I still have no idea. Watching that play out the way it did, I still can't believe that played out the way it did, or that I saw that. All right, so a final thought, Tom. What about the matchup? It's a fascinating matchup in the World Series. How do you see that matchup playing out? Who do you like?
I do like the Dodgers, but again, I think this is a long series, especially now. Don't forget, Jim, we're getting the two off days dropped in again, right? We went seven straight through the LCS, but now we get two off, three, and off again. That really helps the Rays, because if you thought Kevin Cash was maniacal with his bullpen in a seven-gamer with no off days, be prepared for long games, a million pitching changes, and guys with power stuff one after the other coming out of that bullpen. So that's why I think it's a close series. I think Dave Roberts has to be really careful with his starters. I think both Kershaw and Buehler, you cannot pitch them short. You know, you have to find them extra days in this series. So I would wait till three for Buehler, have him for 3 and 7. I would not bring him back short. You're going to have to throw a Gonsolin May game in there. So probably starting pitching-wise, it probably favors the Rays. But again, I just think the attrition factor that the Dodgers have, even against a staff like the Rays, will show up in the course of the series. They have more at-bats that they can win than Tampa Bay can.
So really quickly, Tom, I know you got to go, but what about Kenley Jansen? Do you feel like he got any of his mojo back? I mean, we know that Dave Roberts has been loyal to him. Do you think he can trust him fully? How do you think he uses him?
I do. It's a great story, too. Right before the LCS started, Kenley threw a simulated game, and they took video, and they sent it to his old pitching coach, Rick Honeycutt, and Charlie Huff, who was his pitching coach way back in A-ball when he converted from catcher to pitcher. They fixed the flaw in his delivery. And the ball came out of his hand his last two games better than it had for a month. I'm talking about velocity, spin, and break. Everything was a world different from what it was against the Padres in that division series game. So they have full confidence that this is the Kenley Jansen you've seen mostly in his better years. So he is going to get some high leverage spots.
He is a pro. He is part of Fox's World Series coverage with Game 1 tomorrow night. Plus, MLB Network will have pre- and post-game coverage live from Globe Life Field throughout the series. Tom Verducci with MLB Network, Fox Sports, SI, and more. Tom, really appreciate the visit. I always appreciate the visit. Thanks so much, Tom.
Hey, man, always a pleasure. Thanks.
You're the best. Tom Verducci is so good. Love that breakdown.